It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
With just about 3 weeks left of the season, the Seattle Mariners are still considered one of the teams gunning for a wild card spot, but let's get serious here. They have not been playing well, and they're starting to fade a little bit in that race. So let's talk to Greg Johns about that. I am Allison Federer. Greg, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but it seems like they lose ground almost every day in the wild card standings, and they're going to have to really do some things well in the next couple of weeks to really even stay in the conversation.
Yes. good assessment. They've played themselves out of position. I mean, they were poised, 2 weeks ago, and really they've lost 11 of their last 14, and this is a bad time to hit that stretch. There's no question about it, and why? To me, it's pretty simple. Their pitching has been pretty rough during that stretch. I think their starters' ERA in that 14 game stretch is 6.85, and you just don't win games when your starting pitching is going out. They've had just so many starts where they've had guys, they've been down 4-0, 6-0 after the first inning. They just have had some clunkers, throughout the rotation, and they've actually dug themselves out of a game or two like that and came back with some pretty spectacular come from behinds. But overall, you just don't make up that kind of ground in a game, and you don't make up that kind of ground in a season when you're six games down now with 24 to go. I think mathematically still alive, and I guess if you want to keep the big belief out there, I guess they could get on a roll and turn around what they've done, but they certainly have to play much better baseball, pitch a lot better than they have to even think about that. And they do have, three plus weeks left to make hay if they can. But we need to see that and need to see it real soon.
Yeah. Defensively too, some struggles. Kyle Seager has been making a lot of errors lately. Are there any other areas of the defense that aren't so good? Do you watch them? Like when you're watching them on a nightly basis, are you saying any time, has there been any time that you said this game could have been won with better defense?
Yeah. I mean, earlier in the season, that corner outfield was a problem. I think that's cost them a few games. I'm a big Seager believer. He does have some errors. He's really good. I think the errors and talking to him a little bit after the game last night, he's a little confounded by it as well. I mean, this is a guy who's been a Gold Glover over there and makes some great plays, has made just some great plays during this year. He's also just been caught in between on some hops. He's made some mistakes that, any player can make. I don't look at him and see him as being a big problem. Certainly they'd like to clean those errors up. But to me, more if you're talking about defense overall this season, I look at their corner outfield where they brought in Leonis Martin to play center, but they kind of were stuck with non-athletic guys in the corners. Aoki, they were hoping to give him a little better in left field, and that didn't work out. He's not the guy he was. He's always been a little suspect in the field and some bad routes, not a very good arm. Franklin Gutierrez, he used to be a Gold Glove center fielder, one of the best in the games. He's just an older, different player now and doesn't cover the ground. And Seth Smith is a guy who's never been a defensive player. Nelson Cruz out there, obviously a big bat, but not a big mobile guy. So, they've made some moves here to kind of help that out down the stretch. So they're playing a little better on the corners here, and we can talk about that if you want. But overall, defense hasn't been great. Certainly a factor, and it really was an area they wanted to shore up this year. So I think that's something they're going to look long and hard at going into the offseason.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule here. So they have two more games as we're recording this, two more games against the Rangers at home, then they go on the road. And, of course, these games against the Rangers, it's not like there's a division race going on. So slightly less compelling. I mean, when you see the Rangers on the schedule, it's not so much, playing the first-place team, we can make up some ground. It's more like, this is just another team that we have to beat. We have to get some wins against just to stay in the playoff hunt. Then they go on the road to the A's and the Angels, and I think that pretty much every team, contending team in this division, the Rangers, the Astros, the Mariners, are just like looking on the schedule for when they play the A's and the Angels. But there's no guarantees that, there's going to be great things coming out of that. So how are they going to navigate over these next couple of weeks? They come home after that to the Astros and the Blue Jays, by the way. So how are they going to get through this?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you start with the Rangers, and you're exactly right. I mean, they're not going to catch the Rangers, but they have to play well against the Rangers. They're 5-12 against them right now. I mean, that's really been a huge difference. The Rangers have been a better team, a better offensive team, and pitched well enough to handle them. And that's where they're getting killed. And they played them two series here in the last 10 days, and it hasn't been pretty. So they need to do a little better there. And then you do mention going to the A's and Angels. Well, yes, that is where they got to make up ground. But shoot, they just had the Angels in Seattle and lost 2-3. So that was really kind of the death knell for me, I guess, if you start to say, boy, they're in trouble now, because those are the series they got to start making up ground, and they didn't there. They were on the road against the White Sox, which they thought that was going to be a kind of set them up going into the Texas series, and they lost 3 out of 4 there. So that's what I'm talking about. We're just not playing good baseball in games where you think you need them. And Major League Baseball is a funny thing. Also, you look at the Angels and say, there's a team that's in trouble. And shoot, last I looked, they'd won 8 out of their last 10, and somehow they've found some life. So you just don't get, there's no gimmies. You just don't roll in and win games when you're supposed to. You got to go out and play well. So yeah, they do have some games that looks like they should make up some ground, but they got to take care of business.
Yeah, and so now getting on the injury front, Robinson Cano left Tuesday's game with a sore right foot. Is he going to be out a while, or was that sort of just is that a day-to-day thing?
Yeah, that was a pretty minor thing. He took a foul ball off his foot, stayed in for 4 at-bats, just wasn't running very well. I expect he'll probably be back in the lineup tonight, but we'll see on that. Cruz went through a deal, took a ball off his foot. That's pretty bad. Seager missed a couple games with a similar thing, so they got to quit hitting themselves in the feet, I guess. It's one of those, you play 162, you start to get pretty sore. Cano's a guy who's a grinder. He seems to be in there whenever he can, so I expect him. You talk about what's gone wrong. Cano, he's been unbelievable. He kind of hit his second wind here in the last month or so, and he's been on fire. And 32 homers, he's hitting .305, and this guy's put together a great season from start to finish. And Seager's another offensively that's having a great year, and Cruz, of course. It's impressive to me what they've gotten out of that core group that they really needed to, and kind of depressing that they haven't got enough around them to really make hay with that.
Yeah, I mean, you say the core group, but I was going to ask you about that. I mean, I'm looking at the depth chart here, and I like this team. I mean, I like the way it looks, on my computer screen. The track records are easy to admire, but of course they have to do things on the field too, and not everything's been working out. But not that we want to turn the page quite yet to 2017, but let's just for a second. There's certainly a good core, a good steady group here that they can build around. So it's really just a matter of maybe adding a couple of pieces. Certainly they could use some help in the rotation. Is that maybe where they should be concentrating?
Yeah, I think they kind of like the pieces that they have, but those pieces have to do better, and it'll be interesting to see what Jerry Depoto does in the offseason with that group. James Paxton has looked unbelievable at times, and yet erratic. Taiwan Walker started out lights out in April and has been rough ever since. Really looking to get, he had a horrible start his last outing, and this is a guy that people were talking about being the replacement for Felix at the top of the rotation, and now it looks like he barely belongs in the rotation, so Walker's a guy that they've got to figure out what they've got and whether they want to go forward with him or where they want to go. Iwakuma's been the steadiest guy from start to finish. He's 34, 35 years old. So Ariel Miranda, kid they brought in, he's been not overly impressive to me at times. They're looking to see what he can do starting tonight again. But, that rotation I was just talking about here has struggled down the stretch. Felix has looked vulnerable a little bit as well. So, you know, they definitely need to shore up some things there. DePoto, at the start of this year, was talking about, you know, depth in that rotation. And going forward, I think that's going to be another emphasis in the offseason. And the bullpen, I think you look at Edwin Diaz, and I think there, if you want to look at a bright light this year, getting that guy and discovering what they got there as a 22-year-old kid, you know, closing already, you know, that's certainly a good place to start. And Dan Altavilla, a kid they brought up from Jackson here last, about a week and a half ago, looks pretty darn good as well. They got a couple of young power arms there that they certainly can build around. But I'm sure they'll spend a lot of time and attention on that bullpen again and rework things there. So it seems to be the case most every offseason with many clubs. So, yeah, pitching. Funny thing, Allison, just saw a thing yesterday. Safeco Field, more home runs than any park in baseball this year for combined clubs.
Really?
Yeah, and you talk about Safeco being a pitcher's park. It's been different this year. Part of that's the Mariners got some guys that can hit the ball out and the pitching hasn't been as good either. So I don't think I ever would have dreamed sitting here in early September seeing Safeco Field the most home run friendly park in baseball.
Wow, and when it comes to rotation, a lot of it's just needing to stay healthy, right? I mean, we went through and just talked about the individual pitchers, and they all had like high points and some high and low, but as far as like being able, I mean, do they have depth like in terms of guys that can step in case of injuries and maybe inconsistencies? But that's where I feel like maybe they were a little bit short, is just being able to replace when, I mean, they were hit with a lot of injuries this season.
Yeah, they've had, I think, 13 guys have started games this year, and that's pretty crazy. So
it
doesn't matter how much depth you have, very few places to go that kind of deep. So, you know, Nathan Carnes, the guy that was in the rotation to start the year and struggled, went in the bullpen, and now he's out with a back injury on the 60-day DL. Miley that they brought in that they thought was going to be an innings eater and didn't really work out, that they dealt for Miranda. They brought up a number of guys from AAA and gave him a shot. The quote is the first to say, and I think every GM will say it, you know, you just can't have enough starting pitching. And accumulating starting pitching that's under team control and guys that can develop is going to remain probably the number one priority for DePoto this offseason. And it probably always will. I mean, you just can't count on five guys. You know, they've proven it this year. It's just, you know, you look around baseball, you look at the Angels. I mean, their rotation has been devastated, and that's a big reason why they are where they are. So, you know, it's tough to survive that thing, but you want to have enough depth that you can survive at least reasonable amount of injuries and go forward. And I'm sure they'll still be working on that going forward.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, I'm glad we had this talk. I feel much better. Thank you so much. And maybe next week we'll talk about a little winning streak in the Mariners world.
You never know. It seems like one week we're talking about how great they're playing. The next week we come in and say, shoot, what happened? So maybe next week's the week we're going the other direction. So we shall see. We will talk again then.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. Thanks a lot.
All right, Allison. Take care.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.